Good morning. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. It's Tony Curry here from Tony Curry Radio. Checking in with you here on a Tuesday morning. Got a lot to get into this morning. I want to talk about father-daughter things. I just went to a father-daughter breakfast. It's called All Pro Dads. It was something created by Tony Dungy, the Hall of Fame NFL football coach, and of course now TV commentator. It was a great thing at Oak Mountain Intermediate School. I'll talk about that in a second. And also, but I want to get into Dolly Parton right off the bat. Saw Twitter this morning blown up about what Dolly Parton said to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday. Dolly Parton, of course, is a Hall of Famer. Jonathan Wheeler, good morning to you. As my good friend Damon Johnson said right here on this radio station, we did a Hall of Fame show. It was the top six acts that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we did this show before they announced the shortlist. And one of those names was Dolly Parton. And as Damon Johnson said, she is the Dalai Lama. She is the GOAT. She's it. I was up at Lookout Mountain this past weekend with the kids. We drove up there to see some snow. And on the coffee table at the hotel was Dolly Parton's storyteller book. And I had never read it. It came out a couple years ago. And just as the pandemic had started, it's a fantastic book. It goes through almost every one of her songs or all of her famous songs and talks about how she wrote them, where she got the ideas, her belief in God or Christianity. It's a great read. It's a great book. It's a big book. And I got about halfway through it, and it really instilled in me a new respect for what Dolly Parton is as a musician, but really as a person. It's just amazing. Al Cooper, good morning. This is a story that she was one of 12 children. They had to pee outside. I mean, what she came from is amazing. It really was. Didn't have a real close relationship with her father, the Porter Wagoner years, the whole nine yards. So when Damon did this show on Tony Curry Radio, the Damon Johnson Show, which you can hear every Friday at noon and 8, Benny Selman, good morning to you. He said, you know, I know it's a classic rock station, but and he had Iron Maiden in there, Bad Company in there, and Dolly Parton, and we played Jolene. By the way, she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same day, which is amazing. And he's like, she's the GOAT, she's the best. Not only from a musical standpoint, she holds records for longevity. She's been in the music industry for 50, almost 60 years. She's an amazing woman and incredibly humble and hardworking. She's everything that you would aspire a person to be, not only in the music genre, in any genre. She's incredible. So when she came out yesterday and said that she is taking her name out of the hat to be inducted into the Rock and Roll of Fame, and she was a shoo-in. She was getting in. It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but there's a ton of gospel. There's R&B. Johnny Cash is in it. Hank Williams is in it. Heck, they're thinking about putting Devo in this year. Devo's not classic rock or rock and roll. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it's for all music genres. But I mean, I think it was created really for rock and roll. But then, you know, if you just look at the list of names that are in there, there's probably half of them aren't rock and roll, right? And she deserves to be in. She should be in. If the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is super, super smart, she wants to pull her name out because she said she didn't want to take votes away from other deserving acts that should get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this reminds me a little bit of the person who can't take a compliment. You got someone in your life, this drives guys crazy. When we compliment you, ladies, wives, girlfriends, when we compliment you, say thank you. That's all we want. Thank you. Appreciate that. You may not believe it. You may be insecure in your ways. You may not think you look great in the dress. You may not think you did a fantastic job. Whenever someone pays you a compliment, it's disrespectful to not accept that compliment. We're not trying to build you up. We're not trying to blow smoke up your ass. We're complimenting you. When someone says you look nice and you don't feel that way, just say thank you. And you can even back it up with, I really don't feel that way, but I really appreciate it. It's disrespectful to not take a good compliment. And that's what Dolly Parton's doing here. I love Dolly as much. She's a top five artist for me of all time. I love her, but she missed the boat. She missed this one because Dolly is incredibly humble. She's hardworking. She does it all, but she's not accepting the compliment. And she knows better. She's turned this into a Dolly Parton issue. And by turning it into it's all about Dolly Parton now because I don't want to take votes away from other people, it seems nice, it seems country, it seems backwoods, it seems incredibly humble, that's great. But when you're Dolly Parton, right, this is like the Instagram model who says that she can't ever get a date. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it. If you're an Instagram model and you got $700,000 a month coming in, you got 8 million followers and you're having a hard time finding a date, that's on you. That's a you problem. That's a you problem. You know you're beautiful. You know you got it going on. People are following you all the place, and I can't get a date because guys are so intimidated by me. Well, that's tough shit, man. That's on you, okay? Dolly Parton's not at that point. Dolly Parton is beyond that point. Even Dolly Parton can be the most humble person on the face of the earth, but Dolly Parton knows she kicks ass. She's unbelievable. We know Dolly Parton knows she is the GOAT. Like Damon Johnson would say, she is the Dalai Lama, right? So Dolly knows these things, and it's okay. You can be humble, you can be respectful, you can be loyal, you can be laid back, you can be cocky, you can be egomaniac, you can be all those things. But when you're Dolly, she's done it right. She's a great businesswoman. So Dolly, I implore you. I think the train's left the station here. I don't think she can go back now and say, listen, I changed my mind, I'll take the votes. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can take the high road here. That's where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they've got a select group of people, and I know some people don't like some of the bands they pick, some of the bands that they, you know, they snub. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has an opportunity here to take the high road, not only make Dolly look good, to make them look incredible. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should come out and say, we've made our short list, we're taking our votes, and there's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame vote list. And you actually go to their website, it's Rock and Roll, I think it's R&R Hall Vote, and you can vote her in. Don't take her name off the list. Vote her in, even if she doesn't get enough votes to get in, because she should be in, and that way Dolly has to accept. Hopefully she shows up to the induction ceremony, and it's all good. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't need to make it this rules regulated, okay, we need to get this vote, and these top three are getting in, and they need to step to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can put in anybody you want, and there's 100,000 acts in the thing already. By the way, if you've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Brandon Austin Morris, good morning, you need to go. It's incredible. I've been there 6 times. I used to do my show from up there. And every time I went, I'm like, I could not wait to go back the next year. It's a bucket list. Even if you don't like rock and roll, even if you're not musically inclined, you need to go to Rock and Roll Fame. It's amazing. I think about when I first went there, I thought about, you know, like hard rock places where they have autographs and Elvis Presley jumpsuits and stuff. It's so much deeper than that. It's unbelievable. And Al Cooper said, Tony Curry, Dolly said, your hard rock candy. That's good. Hard Candy Christmas is one of my favorite songs by Dolly Parton. I love her. I don't think any lesser of her, but I'm like, Dolly, you know how big you are, right? She's got to know. And it's a beautiful thing because of all the things she's done, she may be the one person. I've never heard a bad thing about Dolly Parton. I never heard about going off on people. We always talk about like Ellen DeGeneres and some of these people that come across as like, hey, I do things the same way you do. I put my pants on the same way you do. And then you find out they're real pains in the asses, you know, and they treat people beneath them like they're dirt and all this other things. We've seen that happen. I've never heard a bad story about Dolly Parton. So accept your compliment. And ladies, when a guy compliments you, not in a creepy way, but if a guy compliments you, tells you you look nice, say thank you. That's all we want. You're not sending us the wrong message. Well, if I say thank you, maybe he thinks I'll like him. No, just say if he says you look really, really, particularly a man to a wife. I think a lot of guys want to compliment her. And women will sit there and say, I like to be complimented. I want to be complimented. I want to be told I did a good job. Or I want to be told I'm being supported. I want to be told I look beautiful. I want to be told, you know, I look a certain way because I work hard to please the people around me. And then when we do, you're just saying that. No, I'm not just saying that. We mean that. Take a compliment. Now, if he says, and oh, by the way, I'm sorry I crashed your car last night, then you have probably bigger issues. Oak Mountain Intermediate School this morning, they got this thing called All Pro Dads. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful morning. I got a chance to go have breakfast with my 9-year-old daughter, Lila. I always think father-daughter things are really interesting. I love the opportunities. I love the fact that there are father-daughter dances. I've been to three of them already this year, and I'll go to every father-daughter dance I possibly, or any father-daughter event, period, I possibly can, because anytime I can spend time with my daughter, it's great. So Tony Dungy, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the NFL Hall of Fame coach, created this wonderful organization that is, I think, in 1446 chapters. It's in 44 different states, and it came to Birmingham this morning. And it happens, I think the next one's on April 12th, and there's another one on May 12th, where fathers can go and have breakfast with their daughters. And then they give you a word today was respect. And you talk about what respect means. And so there were like four questions. I asked my daughter the questions, she answered, and then she asked me the same questions back. And then in lieu of that, you're sitting around, I think there were probably, 200 dads there this morning at 7 o'clock at school before school started. It was great. I applaud all the dads who showed up this morning with their daughters, because I think a lot of guys, fathers, think it's somewhat obligatory, great, another father or daughter thing, to show that we love our daughters. Yeah, a little bit. I came from a different generation, and I'll say this, you know, my dad didn't do a lot of things with me. My dad worked overnights, and so I didn't get a chance to really see him until around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I got off the bus. He'd usually eat dinner with us, we watched some TV together, and then my dad would go to bed because he had to get up at like 1 o'clock in the morning and go be a newspaper distributor. Don't remember ever playing ball in my backyard. And I'd have to ask my sister how she felt about this, because I don't know what the relationship was between my sister and my dad. But as he got older, we just created this incredible relationship, and he did with all of his kids. He saw how important it was to be a great father figure, and we certainly respected him for that in his life. And so the last 20 or 30 years with our dad was just amazing. He was an amazing man. I aspire to be like him every day. I don't know how my sister felt about him. I know how much she loved him. She was a nurse. She took care of him the last couple of years of his life before he came to cancer. But it's always kind of interesting, and I know there's probably going to be posts, pictures all over the place on social media this morning of fathers with their daughters, and it's not a look at me, I'm a great dad. It's more of a, we need more dads like this. And if you're a father and you don't feel the need to go to these father-daughter situations, then maybe you need to go look in the mirror and look at yourself. Because any chance you have to spend time with your daughter and your sons as a dad, dads have gotten an absolute bad rap for a long time, but we deserved it. There were a lot of fatherless families in this country who went through a point in time, and now I think dads are kind of on the back rise. For the most part, it was always just understood that the father was going to be a provider. He was going to work real hard. He wasn't going to be around the kids a lot. He wasn't going to show up at the recitals. He wasn't going to show up at the plays because daddy worked. Daddy worked out of town. Daddy worked on weekends. And, you know, the mother was going to handle all those things. And now as more moms get into the workforce and you have more dual income families, the dad's got to pick it up. And I think dads have done a wonderful job of that. And so the fact, I could not believe, because I know a lot of dads in Oak Mountain, they work. The fact that many dads showed up at 7 o'clock this morning, man, I was like blown away. It was amazing. It was great. And I own my own radio station. I have my own business. And so I can take off a day if I want to. And I'm sitting here on Facebook at 8:10 in the morning. But I know a lot of dads had to go to work. And so I applaud your efforts. There is that little bit of a, why do we need to create these things for fathers and daughters to get together to have this special moment? You shouldn't have to have a father-daughter dance for a father to spend time with his daughter. And hopefully you don't. Hopefully that's this, the cream on the pie. Hopefully it's just the whipped cream or the cherry on top of the sundae. Hopefully you're out taking your daughters on dates. Hopefully you're spending time on Sunday mornings reading books to your daughters or taking naps with your daughters or doing whatever you do, because daughters need daddies in their lives. They do. If you ever go back, and I know I'm broad brushing here, and I'm not stigmatizing or stereotyping, but whenever you see women who have major men issues in their life, and this would be a great thing to talk to Dr. Josh Klepo with on Thursday, is usually because they have a lack of a father figure in their life or a lack of a good father figure in their life. Girls need to know how to be treated by men. And I do everything I possibly can to get her flowers when I pick her up for these father-daughter dances. I hold her car door open for her this morning. I do everything to let her know how a man should be treating her as she gets older, because she's 9 years old and 6-7 years down the road, she's going to be going on her first date and her first proms. And I want to instill that in her. There's not enough dads that do that. That's one thing that mothers can't. Mothers are as important, if not more important, than their daughters because of the fact they're both women. They both do things together, and I certainly understand that. But it's super, super important for our daughters to have a good father figure, man. And let me tell you something now. Girls watch every stinking thing. They are so cognizant of what's going on around them. It's amazing. My daughter sees me doing things. She hears me saying things. I mean, I got to be on my toes around my daughter. She's amazing. She's great. And so I'll take every advantage. And thanks to Tony Dungy for creating this wonderful all-pro dads thing. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's a Tuesday. Later on tonight, Adapter Parish is going to be on. Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Klepo, Speak of the Devil. He's got another killer show. It runs at noon and 8 later on tonight from Adaptogen, formerly GT Software. It's called Adapter Parish. Basically, it talks about business adaptation. If you don't adapt in your business, you're not willing to change. If it's your way or the highway, you're going to fail. You have to adapt in business. They have great analogies. A fresh new show going off later on today at noon and 8 on the Tony Curry radio app. That's Curry with a K. Download the Tony Curry radio app and you can hear the show live at noon and 8. You can also go to Spotify and search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K. And to listen to all of our past episodes, there's like 15, 16, 17 episodes. It is fantastic. We got that show going on later on today right here on Tony Curry Radio. So check out Adapter Parish. We have Live Wire Wednesday tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's all AC/DC for a full hour. We have Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from the Jimmy Hill Mission, Executive Director. A great show about keeping your mission on your mind, your mission. That show airs at 1 and 7 on Wednesdays. We have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks, which is great, and of course the aforementioned Damon Johnson, the Damon Johnson Show, which runs on Friday at noon and 8. We also have a show called Win and Rome with Stuart Rome, a fantastic show that'll make you look good, feel good, and sound good. That show airs coming up at 1 and 7 on Friday as well, and then of course the classic hip-hop show. Go to Spotify. You can listen to all the shows on demand or listen to them live here on Tony Curry Radio. Have a great day. Peace.